Hiding your failures is common, but may not be beneficial if you're a scientist. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Josh Schreier, associate professor of chemistry and department chair at Haverford College, explores dark reactions and what the failures of an experiment can teach us.
Failure is an embarrassing fact of life. Although we might write about it in a private diary, we tend to only promote our latest success and not share the details of our failures with the world. Chemistry research is like life. Most chemical reactions fail. That is, they don't give the desired result. Although chemists carefully record these experiments in laboratory notebooks, scientific journals only publish accounts of the best successes. The unreported failures and marginal successes, what we call dark reactions, languish on dusty bookshelves, hidden from public view. Why are the dark reactions valuable? Well, if you train a machine learning model to predict whether a reaction fails or succeeds, but only include published literature data, it will erroneously conclude that every reaction is successful. By including the dark reactions, the model learns the true boundary between failure and success. To solve this problem, we've built a public database to collect dark reactions. Last year, we showed that 4,000 dark reactions from a decade of experiments is enough to train a machine learning model that can predict the outcome of novel reactions better than human experts. Moreover, our model discovered three new hypotheses about the underlying rules of why these reactions work. Moving forward, we're exploring new ways for humans and machines to collaborate in scientific discovery. We call it self-driving chemistry. Humans specify high-level goals, such as the ability to absorb light for a solar cell. Machine learning algorithms select the most informative experiments to achieve those goals, but allow the human expert to veto the plan. Once they agree, robots carry out the reactions. The results get used to improve the machine learning model, which in turn tells the human what was learned. This offers a faster and cheaper way to discover new materials than the traditional trial and error approach.
That was Josh Schreier of Haverford College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.